Okay. But okay, Mom wants to tell about something.
During the time, he wanted to paint the house, and he thought he could do it because he had some time off. And so he started painting the house, and the ladder slipped out from under him, and he sprained his ankle real bad. And he was on crutches, I guess, for about a month. And he'd ride the train with the crutches, go to the station, get on the train. And we felt so sorry for him because he rode from Greensboro to Charlotte for about a month on crutches and then work all day.
Okay. Now, Mama, I'd like to ask you some questions. Can you tell about your longest horseback ride?
Well, I had a cousin live down in about 20 Stokes County, and I went down there to visit, and she wanted to go over to, Sparta, or what is that
place?
Not Danbury. Anyway, it was about 20 miles, and she said, "We got two horses." She says, "Let's ride over there and see these other cousins." So we got on the horses, and I wasn't used to riding side saddle because I used to love to ride a horse stride. Just put a blanket on the horse and just ride. And so she had a side saddle.
Now, wait just a minute. The ladies ride side saddle?
Well, that was just ladylike. We always rode side saddle.
I see. All right.
And we rode for about 10 miles over there to see this cousin. And when I got there, I had such a pain in my side, I couldn't hardly get off of the horse. But we had a good time and went back the next morning. We spent the night over there and went back the next morning.
Did you ride side saddle going
back?
Well,
yes, we rode side saddle going back.
All right. Can you tell us something about your mama?
Well,
she was a hind.
My mother was, she was just a small woman, but when my oldest brother got killed, my mother had a heart attack, and for 20 years, she wasn't able to do anything much.
And who was the oldest brother?
Conce was my oldest brother, and he got killed in a train wreck.
How much time when she couldn't walk?
Well, when my mother first married, she had something wrong with her feet, and the doctors kept treating, and she just couldn't put her feet down on the floor. And so the doctor told my dad, he says, "You just got to give a good shock, and she'll get over it." So he told her he wanted to go out to the barn to see the cattle one day, and says, "I'll carry you out there. I've got something I want you to see out there." So he took her out there and sat her on the fence. Oh, well, yes, my daddy says, I've got something I want you to see. So he carried her out there and sat her up on the fence. Then they had rail fences, so he put her up on this rail fence. And so after she saw the cattle, she said she's ready to go back. He said, "Well, now you can get out and go back." Says, "I'm tired of carrying you around." So it made her so mad, she jumped down, and when she jumped down, well, of course, it hurt her at first, but then she was soon got all right, and she walked back to the house.
But she learned to walk after that.
She learned to walk after that.
Oh, that's good. Now, can you tell something about your daddy? He was, I believe he served in the Civil War, didn't he?
Yes, he served 4 years in the Civil War, and he lost two fingers and had his hat shot off. But his mother had sent him some honey. So he brought that...
No, not his mother. Your mother. Wasn't it?
No, that was his mother. When he was in war, honey, he wasn't married then.
Oh, I see.
So he brought that bottle of honey back, and we kept it for years. My brother, I think, still has it. Every time the old soldiers have a reunion, they don't let them open that bottle, a pint of honey, and sample it. But after they kept it a long time, it turned real black. But mother kept it as long as she lived.
All right. What battle was it that he got his finger shot off in? Was it the battle? Didn't he fight at the Battle of Manassas? I believe that's what Uncle Jim told me.
I don't remember that.
All right. Tell us something about your hat shop now.
Oh, well, after my brothers went to the army, they wanted somebody to help in the hat shop, so I did work in a hat shop for 2 years. Made velvet hats and funeral flowers, and they charged about anywhere from $8 to $16 for hats at that time.
Who'd you work for?
I worked for Ms. Harrison, the lady that run there, and I worked for the...
What was
that? Little Milner, the lady that worked in the hat shop with me, was Kuntz, or Miss Kuntz.
I see. Did you know most of the people in Mount Airy when
yes,
you were
Yes, I knew about
there?
Everybody because we had a lot of relatives there. I had about 400 relatives there.
And your relatives were what families?
All the Banners, Moores, Hollingsworths, Hinds, and Shorts.
I see. All right, now can you tell us about Christmas when you were a girl?
We just had a Christmas tree, and as a little girl, we didn't get oranges but about once a year. That was a big treat to get candy and oranges and a toy. We didn't get many toys at that time. If we got two toys, well, we were just doing well.
Did y'all decorate the Christmas tree, or did your mom and daddy do it?
We'd string popcorn, and they do that at night.
Did they cut down trees, Christmas
just
trees?
Just cut down pine trees or cedar trees.
Cedar trees, and did you put anything on them to decorate them?
Oh, decorate them with mostly popcorn.
I see. All right, well, thank you, Mama. This is Mama and Daddy.
When you all were cheering,
when
you all were little, and Jenny always had a great big grin, too, that would hit the ceiling.
We used to have big Christmas trees when we were little, and they'd hit the ceiling, and the rooms back in our house were, the living room was about 14 feet high. It's higher than they are now, seems like. Gene wanted to ask you, and if you'll tell us about the people back during the Depression when they'd come around to ask for something to eat, or the gypsies.
I don't know what you
do. You remember that? Now, there used to be a big field over where we lived there on out in Wesley Heights, and it had a lot of times you'd see when I was a boy, we'd see gypsies camped out there, and sometimes the gypsies would come around to the door and ask for something to eat, or you had to watch and make sure that they didn't steal anything because gypsies were bad to pick up things and walk off with them, as well as I remember. And you used to keep us inside when they'd come around.
Yes, but I'd always try to give them something to eat and make them some sandwich or something. So they didn't bother us that I know of.
One time I remember, a man came around, it was back during the Depression, and he asked Mom for something to eat, and Mama gave him some a plate of food, and one thing was a sweet potato. And instead of peeling the sweet potato like we usually do, this man was so hungry he ate peeling and all. He was the first one I ever saw to eat a sweet potato with a peeling on it.
That's all.
That's all. Okay, Colin.